Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. This is Android Buffet, episode number 167, recorded Monday, September 30th, 2013, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. Now 100% limited.
Limited?
Yes.
Dude, are you limiting me? Are you gating me?
Do you want me to ungate you?
I can't. We just had an anti-censorship discussion not 2 or 3 weeks ago. And here you are limiting and gating me.
Yes, I am.
Hypocrisy, I say. Hypocrisy.
Well, this is you gated. Here's you ungated. Talk again.
I tell you what, gated and ungated, I sound the same to me.
Yeah, but you sound different on the actual recording, which you never listen to anyway.
No, I don't. So it doesn't matter.
And, you know, I put you at the same basic settings that I have. Right. I didn't get a chance to read that manual. I'll get to it. I'm still working on the wiring. As I showed you in this lovely picture that I sent you, I have built the whole studio into a portable box, which has handles on the side. Can you describe the beauty of the picture to people who are not looking at it?
Well, I have to turn my head upside down to look at it.
Excuse me, that is the fault of the photo app I've been testing for this show. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very impressive. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it, I mean, you've told me what it is and what it does, but that doesn't mean I understand what it is and what it does. But there's lots of knobs and stuff on it, so it's really impressive.
Well, basically, this is the equipment I had that I was talking about recently. What I did was I put the whole thing into a DJ station. So on top, there's an area for the mixer. And on the bottom, there's a smaller area for all of the equipment that hooks into the mixer. Was that so complicated?
Yes.
Why?
I just don't get the whole mixing stuff.
Okay. It's called analog.
But it's okay. You don't hate me. I'm fine. We're good.
Yeah, but it's called analog. It's the opposite of digital.
Which maybe is why I'm allergic to it.
Well, you see, the thing is that once it comes into the computer, it's digital. However, there's something to be said for good old-fashioned analog controls.
You know what I did not see?
What?
The vacuum tube.
If you look at the picture, there's a power strip at the bottom.
Yes.
And now above that, there is a component where it's split into two parts, and in the middle is a light or a bright area. That bright area is where the vacuum tube is, inside that little decorative window.
That's a tiny vacuum tube.
It's for the purpose of making my voice sound richer, Jerry.
Still a tiny vacuum tube.
Yeah, but I'll be doing additional wiring to the box here as soon as my short cords come. I have like 10-foot cords in there right now, and I don't think I need that much slack on my cabling if it's only going 1 foot.
Nope.
And, you know, I may even hook up, you know, an auxiliary line in the event that our favorite mime shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You remember him?
Yes.
He's going to be back once a month. He got a job here. He's like you, I think I mentioned. You know, you have a job in one place and you don't live there. You work at home most of the time.
Yep.
So he's like that, but once a month he has to come and meet with people, so he comes here.
Ah, screw that.
Excuse me, he brings me food. I can't complain because I never go over to the kosher Mexican restaurant because the parking stinks. And he brought me a great chimichurri steak sandwich.
Nice.
Yes. I do heartily recommend Carlos and Gabby's.
I just recommend Carlos. Gabby's is a little strange.
No, that's the name of the restaurant, Carlos and Gabby's. You can look them up. They have a website.
It's all right.
I was disappointed. I told them to bring me a Hungary Heifer, which I think is an interesting name for an item at a kosher Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
They were all out. I seem to have silenced you again, Jer.
I'm wondering if it's a joke, if there's a punchline, if that was the punchline.
No, they were all out of Hungary Heifers. Sounds good. Tasty.
Okay.
I'll send you the link sometime. You can tell me what I should get the next time he stops there. Oh, and we do have some feedback from Bob McElroy, number 15, who is in the chat room, who says it sounds awesomely clear with no background noise.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
Just by comparison, I'm going to turn off first. I'm going to turn off the limiter on my channel. And here you can hear the difference between the two on my side. Now I'm going to turn off the one on Jerry's side, and you can hear the static from Jerry's side. Now, if we put them both back on, suddenly, silence. I think it was worth it. It makes everything sound so much more professional. And because it's now in this box, when I go to...
It even looks professional.
Well, I was going to go with when I go somewhere, I can just unhook the three wires that go into the box, essentially the power cable, the external microphone cable for the microphone that's mounted on the desk, and the Ethernet cable, and put the cover on it and haul it somewhere. Admittedly, it's not going to go all the way to Florida, where I once recorded this, but this is certainly could go to the summer cottage where I've recorded and give it the same quality as here.
I approve.
Okay, well, it still needs, as I said, most of what it needs now is additional wiring work for shorter cabling. Also, I have these extra channels that I want to wire up, even though at the moment I'm not using them, so that I could use them in the future.
Sure.
Anyway, so we have some interesting things. There was one other question I wanted to discuss with you, Jerry, and I wanted to discuss it on the air, so maybe we could get feedback from our audience.
Feedback.
Yes, I wanted to.
I love it.
No, I wanted to. I didn't want to read feedback from the audience. I wanted to discuss an issue that I thought the audience might want to weigh in on.
No, I said this is feedback bait.
Okay. No, it isn't. No, I have a problem, Jerry, and you know that I like to crowdsource my problems.
Yay.
So I sent you, somebody had come and said that they would help me out and do a logo for the show and did not ask me what I wanted, but came back with
it. Sure, because the client never knows what they want.
Well, no, they didn't ask me what ideas I had. I said I wanted a logo for the Android Buffet podcast. So they sent a logo for the Android Buffet podcast. Now, you saw this logo, Jerry.
I did.
And, you know, in this particular case, it wasn't quite what either of us were looking for. You know, I feel bad because somebody did something trying to help out. But, you know, I did finally get a response from somebody I'd investigated with. Do you remember Robbie Ferguson, who was on the show?
I remember Robbie. Yep.
You all right?
Yep.
You seem a little hyper. Have you been dipping into the soda?
I drink like 4 liters of Diet Coke a day.
Okay. So no more so than usual. Anyway.
Too much.
Basically.
Okay. So what did Robbie do? What did Robbie? Okay. You got a hold of Robbie and.
No, I'd asked him at the time I was looking into this. I had asked him who he had used for his logo, which is very nice. Have you visited his website and seen the logo for his project, Category 5 Technology TV?
I have. Very nice.
So he put me in touch with the person who did his logo. And they just apologized to me. They've been very busy. They just got back to me here and have advised that for a flat rate fee, which I will not discuss on air, but is about equivalent to what we made off of the Dyn.com stuff. Basically, the standard offer for logos would be a minimum of 3 logos. If they have other logos they come up with, they would include those as well, but 3 are promised. Then 2 rounds of revisions and a logo pack, including a few sizes of JPEGs, a transparent PNG, and a PDF so the logo can be used for multiple purposes.
Do you get the original vector format?
I assume that could be negotiated. But the thing is that in order for me to go to somebody and invest money as opposed to asking for volunteers, which I'm prepared to do, we made the money. I think it's a nice thing to do to clean up the site, make everything look more professional, and get us 1400 by 1400, which would get us, ironically, eligible to be featured in iTunes. For some odd reason, people listen to us on iTunes.
Sure, why not?
No, I'm just saying we're an Android show. It always struck me as funny. But basically.
When you're watching TV, do you remember the show Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous?
With Robin Leach.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the point of the show? It's just to see how really rich people live, right?
Yeah.
You're not really rich. I mean, it's not like you're watching it because you want, you know, you're trying to get ideas for what to put in your living room.
No, that's why you watch Home and Garden television.
You watch it because...
Sorry, I've been hanging out with my mother over the holidays, and she loves that channel.
You want to dream. You want to imagine a better life, right?
I do all the time.
I think that's why people listen to Android Buffet on iTunes.
They want to imagine a better life. Imagine a
better life with an Android device.
Okay. I can accept that
theory. Well, like that theory?
I can accept that theory. But going back to my point, so we would get all the logo we needed. So the thing is that I want to throw some ideas out there. Because I found when I just said, I need a logo, that I wasn't specific enough about what sort of logo. So people who came and presented a logo didn't have any idea of what my expectations or your expectations were. So I figured not only would I throw it out to you live, but if I did this live during the show, then maybe people would write in over the course of the next few days and say, we have an idea for what we think would look good. and we can give those ideas to a designer who can send us some proposals, after which we will give that designer money. I have to look up the Canadian exchange rate, though. I think it's $1 to 107 Canadian. Oh, well. I'm on vacation. I don't have to worry about Canadian.
You're on vacation?
Yes. I was going, I told you I was going to visit Canada, but it fell through due to an embargo.
What?
I told you about this.
We're embargoed? We can't go into Canada?
No, I can't go to Canada. The embargo essentially made me change my plans, and I didn't have enough time to get an alternate plan in place, so I had to postpone my trip to Canada to a future vacation. I've always wanted to visit Toronto. Maybe if I postpone it enough, I can go up there when my company opens up a new office there. We're expanding into Canada, and it just happens to be a coincidental time that I've always wanted to visit.
Okie dokie.
That's not why I'm visiting Canada, but no, as long as I'm there, why not? Anyway, but basically, so I decided I would spend a little time at home. Yesterday, I went for a lovely walk. Today, I went to the market because I haven't been home in a few days because of the holidays and stocked up. And I was going to go see my uncle, but there's this bit of a snafu in Washington. My uncle lives near the airport in D.C.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He does not work at the airport. It's just convenient. I live close to LaGuardia Airport. He lives close to National Airport, so it's very convenient for me to go down to the airport, hop on a plane, and see him. End to end, it's about an hour and a half. I once showed up at the Marine Air Terminal 20 minutes before the flight in a post-9/11 world and still got on the plane. You don't get to say that at many airports, at least especially not in the New York area. But anyway, he works for the government. I'm not sure if you've heard what might be happening tomorrow in Washington.
Everybody stops getting paid?
Furloughed, yes. So my uncle asked me to hold off for a day or so. So I may go see him later in the week. Or if things are really bad in Washington, I may stay here. But I have plenty to do here. I have some patch cables coming for that board that I showed you the picture of, and I'm going to post that in the show notes. Same picture, except I'll invert it for everybody. And I have cleaning to do here. I also have to fight with the cable company. I've been putting that off for a while now. Jerry, you have, what, Comcast for internet?
I do.
Okay, and you pay them a monthly fee for the privilege of having their modem in your house? Or you have your own modem?
It's a gateway, yes.
Okay, does it provide telephone services as well?
No.
Okay. So I have a modem that also provides telephone services. So Time Warner earlier last year decided they would charge $2.99 a month for the privilege of having their equipment, which allows you to use their service in your house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this year they increased it to $5.99.
Mm.
But they said you can go out and buy a modem and put it in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a modem here. Now, the interesting thing is if I put the modem in, they will waive the $5.99 fee. However, I must still have the modem here to provide voice service because I also have their telephone service. So effectively, the same box will be in my house, but they won't charge me for it.
Wow, that's weird.
Well, what I did was I bought the modem, and I have every intention of calling up and saying, well, you're telling me I have to have this box in my house anyway, but if I put another box in, you won't charge me for the first box. But the reason for the fee is essentially to rent the box from you. So why don't you just say, if you have voice, that the fee is waived? So I'm going to try to prevent myself from having to install that modem because I don't want two boxes sitting down there.
Well, good luck.
Well, it should be fun. One of the things I have a lot of fun doing is talking to Time Warner Cable. I say fun.
Okay, that's weird.
I say fun in a sarcastic manner, Jerry.
Oh.
Like, you know, okay, like I have fun visiting the dental hygienist. Or I have fun, I think, what's another thing that isn't fun? Oh, that thing I did today, getting a flu shot. Did you get your flu shot this year, Jerry?
No, I never get flu shots. Okay. Except I got flu shots when I was in the Navy, but since I've left the Navy, I do not get flu shots.
Well, you know, it was sort of a spur-of-the-moment thing. I was walking down the street, and I walked past the pharmacy, and there was a big sign outside, get your flu shot today. So, you know, I'm on vacation, so I said, why not? I'll stop by and get a flu shot. I had a few minutes, and they didn't charge me a thing. I thought that was nice of them. It also gave me a chance while I was waiting for them to let me leave the store to pick up that new comb I've been wanting.
I have an idea.
Talk about Android?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a few other things I want to talk about. I know I wanted to see how your e-cigarette was going.
Over 3 weeks without a cigarette now.
Yes, but I saw an article on the subject of e-cigarettes and thought just of that, so I put that article into our show notes. Did you know that 40 attorneys general agree that e-cigarettes need to be regulated like tobacco? Specifically advertisements for them.
Okay.
there's concern, Jerry. Apparently they are marketing to the younger set by making them taste like French toast.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, I don't know, whatever.
And my
tobacco is bad. Nicotine is a poison in excessive doses. Although I recently read a study that said that nicotine in moderate doses, like you get from smoking, is actually very healthy and is a performance enhancer. But it is addictive. So the desire to not market that to children who have not, you know, kind of the definition of being a minor is not being able to make good decisions for, you know, for the long term, not weighing now versus later.
Well, that explains when I was in high school why there were so many smokers there, even though nobody there was old enough to buy cigarettes. Then drug users, but nobody's old enough to do that. So
if they want to limit the advertising against children, sure, I don't mind that.
So here's another story from my home state of New York. Our governor has unveiled texting zones for drivers along the New York State highways. So the other night I was driving for the holiday, which I mentioned I was doing, and I stopped at a texting zone. Of course, I've been stopping.
What is that, a rest area?
Yes, I've been stopping there for years. They just put up a sign that said texting zone. I stopped there to go to the bathroom and buy a beverage. But now there's a sign that says texting zone.
Sure.
Yes, it seems like every time there's a new fad, they put up another sign. For example, there's a sign that indicates where the prayer area is. So if you want to pray, there's a designated area for that. So every time there's a need, they just put up another sign, but it doesn't seem like they're building anything. So essentially, apparently, the state is investing in signage.
Signs are good.
Yes, because without the sign, I wouldn't know that I was allowed to pull off the highway at something called a rest area and do whatever I wanted there, especially since they have free Wi-Fi. That never works for me, but sign says it's free. Anyway, moving along. Did you know that U.S. House members overwhelmingly use iPhones over BlackBerry or Android? Only 4% of our House officials use Android.
Sure. And I think this kind of lines pretty nicely with the stereotypical Android versus iPhone user, right?
Are you telling me the stereotypical user of the iPhone is a member of Congress?
No, but a less technical
old white
person.
Man? No,
I think if our legislature has proven anything over these last few years, it's that they are not technically proficient.
As evidenced by most of the technical related laws that they discuss.
And thus, I would say that it lines up nicely with the stereotypical iPhone versus Android user. I know that there are exceptions, however, in this case. Just saying.
Well, you know what, Jerry? If you want to go and learn more about your members of the House, you could read some of their books. In fact, some of them, do you know where you can find them?
Library of Congress. No. You can't get them in audio format at the Library of Congress. Where could you get them in audio format? Where? If only there was a service, you know, something that you could subscribe to that maybe lets you get a book a month where you could just listen to
the book
when you're
driving, or at the gym, crazy talk.
Or something.
That's just crazy talk. A service.
Crazy talk, you say.
Where you could get things to listen to while you're driving or while you're at the gym or other places where you might want to listen to something.
Stuff written by like famous authors like John Grisham and Martha Stewart.
You want to read something by Martha Stewart?
I'm just saying. It's available. It's there.
Martha Stewart is the woman who went on to Twitter to complain about the fact that nobody came to her house to pick up her iPad and fix it after she broke it. I'm guessing you didn't hear about that.
No, not really.
Apparently people at Apple were not amused at the idea that she'd be complaining because nobody came to her house to fix her iPad, which was given to her by Steve Jobs.
Mm.
You know, I love that type of service, you know, when something of mine breaks, if somebody showed up at my house to fix it. I don't want to pay them, but it would be nice. Anyway, we are talking about services that allow you to listen to audio entertainment. So when I was heading up and stopping at that texting area, it was late at night. I didn't leave my house here in New York until 10, and I didn't get up there until well after midnight. And the previous week when I did the same trip, I didn't get there until well after 1 in the morning. And you know what? I need something to listen to, because otherwise, being alone in my car, you know, I could drive off the road, I could have an accident, I could fall asleep. So I need something to engage my brain, but not so much that it distracts me from the important business of driving along a darkened highway. And do you know what that is, Jerry?
Can I guess?
Yes.
It's a rough guess, but I would say you could find out about such a wonderful, amazing service if you were to go to on the internet now. Mind you, it's a website, so you got to, you know, pop open your browser and head there in your internet browser.
And make sure that you've stopped at a designated texting area.
Yes. Go and to www.audiblepodcast.com/androidbuffet. Yep, that's where you should go, and you can learn about these magical services that exist now in this modern age.
And you know what, Jerry?
What?
You know, if you aren't up for getting a free audiobook and a 30-day trial, you could do what I do, which is subscribe to their daily deal. Do you know what today's deal is? Admittedly, by the time people listen to this, it may be done, but every day there's a daily deal. And every day I get an email telling me all about the daily deal. Let's see. Audible, daily deal, daily deal, daily deal, daily deal. Did I delete today's daily deal because I already read it? No, those are the New York Gilbert and Sullivan players. Oh, I signed up for Simple Note. Huh, maybe I've already read today's daily deal. I guess I better look in my trash. I'm trying to be good about cleaning up my email. Audible daily deal. Today's audio daily deal is Water for Elephants by Sarah Gruen. $3.95 today, only normally $24.46. Nonagenarian Jacob Jankowski reflects back on his wild and wondrous days with a circus. It's the Depression era, and Jacob, finding himself parentless and penniless, joins the Benzini Brothers' most spectacular show on Earth. There he meets the freaks, grifters, and misfits that populate this world. Jacob introduces us to Marlena, beautiful star of the equestrian act, to August, her charismatic but twisted husband, and the circus animal trainer, and to Rosie, a seemingly untrainable elephant, beautifully written with a luminous sense of time and place. Water for Elephants tells of love in a world in which love's a luxury few can afford.
And you've already read that?
No.
Oh.
Sounds good, though. Actually, I just finished a book called The Checklist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's on Audible. I read it in traditional book form, but I did buy it from Amazon, who owns Audible, so I figured... But I believe it actually is on Audible. Let's check. The Checklist Manifesto is on Audible. It's available for $10.99, and it's narrated by John Bedford Lloyd, and it's Whisper Sync for Voice Ready. So that is a book about how checklists can save lives. The author, who is a doctor, actually was talking about how important that is in the medical profession, but it can be applied to other professions as well. Do you use checklists, Jerry?
Not often.
Okay. I was thinking of implementing them into my life for things that I always forget to do. See,
I have a wife for that.
Well, she's the one reading the checklist. So to use an airline analogy, she's the co-pilot who runs over the checklist while the pilot is engaging in other activities, such as doing the checklist. But there are two types of checklists, a read-do checklist, where you read what the checklist says and does it, and then there's a do-confirm, where you do your thing, and then you read the checklist to make sure you remember to do everything that you were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting.
Sounds interesting.
Yes. I also got a chance to read it, and it was a nice conversation topic. Anyway, moving along, we want to thank the lovely people at Audible for their sponsorship of this program and many other programs. Did you know that Google, effective today, has banned spammy ads from the Play Store? You can no longer have an ad within a notification or adding an ad-focused icon on the home screen.
Excellent.
I think so. And I've been playing with a new app, Jerry.
Huh?
Bluetooth and Wi-Fi Unlocker.
What's that do?
Essentially, you know how you like disabling the lock screen because it annoys you?
Yes.
So basically, the lock screen protects unauthorized use of your phone, correct?
Yes, in theory.
But the problem is, you keep having to provide your password over and over again, or your whatever you're using to lock the phone.
Right, right.
But using an unlocker program, this one is Bluetooth and Wi-Fi Unlock. What you can do is, your phone will automatically unlock when connecting to selected Wi-Fi networks or Bluetooth devices. Now, by default, when the device gets connected to the selected network or Bluetooth device, it must be unlocked at least once, and then it will stay unlocked until it gets disconnected from that network.
Sweet.
You can also select a timer unlock, so you can tell it to stay unlocked for 10 minutes. So it's a very simple way. Admittedly, there are other ways to do this, but it is a very simple way. So when I come into my house, I will have to enter in the password once, but after that, the phone is unlocked until I leave the house again and go out of range of my network.
I approve.
Thank you. I'm glad you approved, Jerry. Also, when I get into my car, it detects the Bluetooth network in the car and unlocks after I've placed the password in once. Moving along, AOL released a news app for Android. Apparently, everybody's doing that now.
What?
Because Reader left, all these companies are releasing news apps. They're trying to capture the disenfranchised.
AOL's, I don't know, AOL's got to do something. What else are they doing?
They make a lot of money. Dial-up is still very popular.
Isn't that sad?
Well, you know that a large percentage of Americans cannot get broadband.
Still sad.
Yes. Facebook is working on that. They want to bring internet to everybody.
I would too.
If, meanwhile, Bill Gates is down the road making fun of them and saying it isn't malaria. It isn't. Anyway, Kronos, which was previously the Cyanogen Mod clock widget, is now in the Play Store. Now, this is part of the Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we mentioned that Cyanogen Mod is now a corporation.
Yes.
So a lot of the people who made third-party apps that were part of Cyanogen are actually bringing them to the Play Store because they essentially are forking their parts of the project that are not part of the core.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Well, you know, for various reasons. You know, they were happy to keep it out of the Play Store when it was part of a project. Now that the project is going mainstream, it's now part of the Play Store. You can get it on any phone now. The speedtest.net app was also updated. Have you used this app, Jerry? To test?
No.
You've never tested
speed? Yes, I have. I have.
Okay, well, it now has a map feature. And Google Play Movies and TV was updated. So I decided to give it a try. I didn't want to spend any money to try it. So I went in.
It would be awesome if it hooked into Amazon Prime streaming audio or streaming video. That would be awesome.
Well, again, it's their store. Why would they want to hook you into somebody else's store?
I didn't say they would want to. I'm just saying I would like it.
Well, I'd like it if Amazon finally got an app for general Android instead of just for their own devices. So I went in and I downloaded the pilot of a new television show. And the reason I picked that to watch to see how the service was doing was one very simple reason. It didn't cost me a cent. That's a good reason to pick something free. So I picked a new show called The Blacklist. Have you heard of this show?
You know, interestingly enough, my daughter wanted to watch it, my older daughter. And before the show, we watched the first episode. So I just watched it. So yes.
Yeah, so the show has James Spader in it. He's a good actor.
I don't know who that is.
James Spader, did you ever see the movie Stargate?
Yes.
Okay, Stargate, the original movie, not the SG-1.
Yes.
The person who played the Dr. Daniel Jackson character, I believe, was James Spader.
Oh my God, that's where I know him from.
He was also on Boston Legal for many years.
Never watched that show.
Well, a lot of people know him from there, so I mentioned he was
God, yeah, that's where I know him from.
The character was later played during the television series by Michael Shanks. But the original movie, it was James Spader. He's been on a bunch of things over the years. So this is just his latest project. And this time he's playing the bad guy, which is always interesting.
Well, I think it's debatable whether he's the bad guy.
Admittedly, yes, but that's part of the fun. He's playing a bad guy then. So not necessarily.
He's playing a guy who the government has labeled a criminal.
Okay. But either way, I was not only using it on the phone, but I broke out my Chromecast and cast it to the television.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked perfectly as well. And one of the things that I gather Google Play Movies and TV has that Amazon does not for Android, since Amazon has no video presence on Android, is the ability to download the program for offline use.
Really?
Right here. To download content to watch offline, touch the pin icon that appears near the movie or TV show. So let's pick one of these free TV shows that I got off of the internet. Here we are. Haven. I've never actually seen Haven. So
I haven't either.
What?
I haven't either.
Okay, well, people like Haven. So what I did was I took the first episode of Haven, which was offered for free, and I can now pin it to my phone. No, now it's trying to watch it. I didn't hit the pin properly. And it says, depending on your data plan, downloading videos may result in additional charges. Would you like to download on Wi-Fi or on anything? So once you download it, you can watch it offline. I also found a free episode of Mythbusters, an episode of Monty Python. So I just essentially raided the entire free section of Google Play. But, you know, it's tempting because if I have the Chromecast, I can watch it on a television and I can watch it on my device. It's tempted to invest in Google Play Movies and TV. However, I'm heavily invested in the Amazon ecosystem. I just bought 3 seasons of a television show on there.
What show?
Oh, it's a Smithsonian Channel documentary. Air disasters. I've been in documentary mood lately. So I was watching airplane documentaries again. I have to stop doing that.
Yes.
Why do you think so?
Dude, I'm just agreeing with you, okay?
Okay, I know other people have told me I should stop watching it. But I'll have you know that the air crash investigation reenactment of the Tenerife disaster was very well done. Anyway, moving along, away from that. So basically, I'm tempted, because of all the functionality that Google Play Movies and TV offers, to actually buy things through it or rent things through it. However, Amazon could change my mind if they actually produce an app for general Android. Not that I buy that much television, but anyway, moving along. Google Hangouts received a contact status indicator, which was in Google Talk, and it was one of the features that, if you remember, I was complaining when Hangouts came out that they didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
So good news, they finally brought it back. But there's some bad news. I don't have it. It's one of their staggered rollouts. So unless I want to sideload it, I don't have it. Same thing with the new Gmail app, which is using the new Cards UI that Google is using for everything. I don't have that either. But I understand the point behind staggered rollouts, but I really want contact status indicators because I never wanted them to go away, and Google took them from me and now is delaying bringing them back.
Evil bastards.
No. Slow and cautious bastards, but we have to live with things like that. Anyway, moving along, Google Voice received an update, which is interesting because Google Voice doesn't get that many updates anymore.
One would wonder if it's still a viable service that will eventually be killed by its makers.
Well, no, it will be killed.
Its purchasers.
It'll be killed and rolled into Hangouts, which they've already sort of said. So all of the texting stuff will probably be integrated into Hangouts, which is probably why you're not seeing much in the official Google Voice app, because they're killing it. They're not killing... Well, no, they're not killing the functionality. They've said that all of the functionality should be rolled into Hangouts. However, they said that all of the functionality of Google Talk would be rolled into Hangouts, and look at how long I've waited for just a status indicator. But now they have support for short codes.
And what are short codes?
That's where you text like a number somewhere. You see this in commercials all the time. Text Bob to 64801 in order to donate $10 to the Red Cross.
Oh, okay.
It's not always that, but it's that sort of thing where you're texting to a short code.
Mm-hmm.
So they now support that. The NBC app now allows for some full episode streaming. And unlike some other apps, doesn't require that you log in or subscribe. So you can actually get some full episodes of NBC programming. And you don't have to prove that you're a cable subscriber yet. I'm a bit skeptical about that one. I don't know about you, but I see more and more of this content going behind these walls. And I don't mind the walls, but the walls always seem to be that I have to have a cable subscription. If there's anywhere where people should try a la carte, it should be the internet. I'm not sure what you think about that, Jerry. Do you watch NBC?
I think a la carte will kill TV as we know it.
TV as we know it is on a countdown now. People are not going to indefinitely stick with cable. The next generation is already cutting the cord. Once cutting the cord becomes a viable option, cable television is dead, and all the cable providers know that, which is why they should be pushing services. They should push telecommunications.
If you have a good news group provider, cutting the cord is already an option.
I'm not even going to suggest any. Let's call them exotic options. Sure.
Exotic, you say?
Yes. But what I'm saying is, from a standpoint, people are willing to pay for content. However, fewer and fewer people are willing to pay for content that they don't want. For example, there are only two basic packages for digital television with Time Warner Cable. The starter package and the other package. I forget what the regular one's called. The value package, I think. So basically, in order to get the one or two channels I want to watch, I have to get channels I won't watch. For example, Jerry, have I ever told you what my opinion of sports are?
You're not a big sports fan?
Admittedly, I have no problem with sports. They seem nice. I do not follow sports religiously. I know a lot of people do.
Sure.
But you know that ESPN is one of the most expensive stations on a cable network?
Oh, yeah.
And I have to pay for it. But I never tune in ESPN. So why should I be paying for it? And there are people.
You're crazy like that.
Why am I subsidizing other people's love of sports? Why are those other people subsidizing?
And that, my friend, is why if we go a la carte, TV will die.
It also costs more money, and some channels will also die. Let me ask you a question. There are some very specific niche channels. Do those channels have the ability to support themselves purely on people who actually want to watch them? Or can they... Or can they only
say no?
Or can they only exist, let's say, as part of a bundle?
I would say they could only exist as part of a bundle. Some of them, and some of them I like sci-fi. I don't think sci-fi could exist on its own.
I think it could. Admittedly, they do a lot less sci-fi than they used to.
Yeah,
but I think people would buy.
I want to know why. You know, okay. Back when I was watching Twitter, one of the accounts that I followed was the sci-fi account.
Yes,
and people would ask the sci-fi account, dude, why is there WWF or, you know, world, why is there wrestling on sci-fi?
Because people watch
it. His answer was, I'm sorry?
Because people watch it.
Because it pays well.
Isn't that the reason why anything happens?
Oh, I'm just so sad.
But you know that the internet allows for greater specialization?
Yeah, but it'll also result in lower budgets for individual stuff.
Not necessarily. Remember, if those dollars are flowing out of television, they could very well flow into other things. You just have to get more creative. Do you remember, let's say, classic television where they used to have the people on the show do product pitches? So the commercials were done by the actual actors?
No.
You know of this, though?
Sure.
No, I've seen these. I wasn't alive when this was more popular, but I have seen these commercials. For example, I used to watch reruns of I Love Lucy. You've heard of that show?
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that the show was sponsored by Philip Morris? And the show is littered with Philip Morris references, many of which were cut out.
I did not.
And there were many Philip Morris ads that were also cut out. I think later they advertised cars, but that's neither here nor there. But product placement is going to make a big comeback. It already has to some degree. That's why you'll see the characters, cars have done this a lot. The character, it was on the Sci-Fi Channel, Eureka had a thing where they were tying in, I forget which vehicle it was, where, you know, everybody was buying this vehicle and talking about it. This is my new car. Don't recall this. Okay, Warehouse 13 is currently doing it with cars also. I think it's a Prius that they're doing it with, where all the characters have these cars and they talk about them.
I say Burn Notice was the world's longest Hyundai commercial.
Really?
Yeah, it's what...
I thought it was a commercial for yogurt.
No.
Wasn't the main character always eating yogurt?
His girlfriend drove a Hyundai.
Well, you know, when I went to buy the Hyundai, one of the salesmen at the dealership I decided not to buy from told me that the trunk was big enough to put a body in. Maybe he was talking about that. I just thought it was safer to buy from another dealership.
That's funny.
I thought it was scary.
Carrying on.
I thought it was scary. We are carrying on, always. There's a new app, Sold, which is coming to Android. It sells your stuff, handles shipping, and gets you paid. So it does all the work of selling your junk.
That'd be nice.
Well, the question is, how are the prices?
I don't know. How are the prices?
Well, I was reading the reviews, and somebody implied that what all they do is put it on eBay and give you 50%.
Wow, that would suck. Good for the company.
But doesn't seem like quite my thing. Also, I did want to mention the picture that I took of the new rack that I sent you, Jerry, and I'll post in the show notes, was actually taken using Focal. So I found the first bug in Focal compared to, let's say, the stock camera app, which is that it doesn't automatically do orientation correction, which the stock camera app does. And most of the ones that come with manufacturers automatically figure out which way is up. Focal does not yet do that, but in Focal's defense...
apparently.
Well, no, Focal is listed as a beta. So if something is listed as a beta, should we expect it to be perfect? Until it goes out of beta, at least. But either way, have you had a look at Focal, Jerry?
No.
It is a very well-featured app with a lot of nice things. It has, let's see here, it's written by one of the people who left. It was, here we are. This app is the official release from the X-Cyanogen app. This is beta. It has high chances of not working properly. Instead of rating one star because something doesn't work, just wait for an update. This is free. If it doesn't work on your device, then report the bug, then wait and see. If you don't want to test it, don't install it. If you want to support the development, buy the Donate app. So there's a Donate version. It features, here's the list here, photo and video mode supporting many features, burst mode, timer mode, scene mode, shutter speed on Sony devices, a panorama mode, which is currently semi-broken, PicSphere mode, which is an open source replacement of the Photosphere 360 degree sphere shot, a review drawer that shows your latest pictures. In photo mode, you have access to automatic picture enhancement or the rule of thirds overlay. On some devices, color adjustment, HDR, and a manual light measure point are also available. Double tapping the screen will put you into quick shot mode, where tapping the screen anywhere will take a picture. In video mode, high frame rate video is also possible.
Sweet.
So just going here, this app doesn't seem to recognize my screen resolution. Would give it 4 or 5 stars, but trying to take pictures with the front-facing camera causes my phone to reboot. Lots of great features. I know it's beta, will not take pictures, stock HTC One. Looks nice, but doesn't take pictures. We'll try and get a Logcat. A lot of the force close errors have been fixed, but trying to take HDR photos halts my entire phone until I manage to stop this app manually. Looks promising. So basically, it's being worked on very aggressively. So it's worth keeping an eye on. Because if you actually look, if you download it just to look at the interface, Jerry, it has a lot of functionality in it.
I have clicked the install button.
Okay. I'll give it a shot. And I like playing with beta, only because it allows me to see what might come next. I've also been playing with Simple Note, which I talked about last week, which is now owned by Automattic. And our guest in the chat room this evening, Bob, mentioned that Google Keep has a nice and easy checklist. Since when we were talking about checklists earlier, I also use Google Keep after Astrid to-do list died. So Google Keep is reminding me that I need to buy green tea and tomato sauce. I also need to upgrade my Monad installation, renew some domain names, back up to S3, read up on new log analysis things. So I have a whole list of things I need to do here. I better get started.
Yes, you should.
So, Jerry, let's wrap it up.
Wrapping it up.
A few important things. We are, of course, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, also known as TPN. That's run by a guy named Todd Cochran. Do you know he has his own show on the network as well? I also believe he lives in Hawaii. I seem to have silenced you again, Jerry.
Nope.
If I recall correctly, I believe his show on the network is Geek News Central.
Mm.
Yes, and he has much nicer equipment than I do. But in defense, he runs the Tech Podcast Network.
If it's tech.
It's there, and he does a video podcast, so his equipment is probably nicer than mine.
I don't know, dude. That picture looked like nice equipment to me.
Well, you know, video is much more involved. But there are many fine programs on the Tech Podcast Network. You can check out many of them. And I look forward to hearing your comments on what our logo should look like. Jerry, while I'm investigating this, what do you think our logo should look like?
I think it should be square.
It has to be square.
Well, you know, I think its width should be roughly equal to its height.
That would be what it has to be. I'm referring to what should be pictured in the logo. Do you have a vision in your head?
I do not.
Well, I had a few ideas. Tell me if any of these strike your fancy. Idea number one. Instead of one Android, we have two Androids. That's my first idea. Representing the two hosts of the show. And they're both holding utensils. No?
What's your next idea?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why I need a professional.
Which is why we should not tell our professional what we want. They're a professional. Let them do their job.
Well, I'd like an Android in there somewhere.
They should come up with a logo that is appropriate for the thing that they want. Or for the organization that they're designing for.
Yeah.
So feel free to tell them about Android Buffet, what it is, what we do. But let the man work. Damn.
Ma'am, not man. The one that Robbie recommended would be female. Although I suppose I was completely
a gender neutral man.
Well, I also got a recommendation from Dan Fry, and I believe that was a man.
The gender doesn't matter.
Well, I sent that guy an email and I'm still waiting for a response. So I'm flexible about this. I want to find somebody who will do a really nice job and we'll take our podcast to the next level. That is the next level, right?
I don't know.
Nice logo. Merchandising rights. Would you buy an Android Buffet t-shirt with a nice professional logo on it?
I would.
Yeah. Cafe Press.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy movies like Iron Man and Avengers?
I haven't seen. I saw the first Iron Man. I didn't see the second or the
three.
I didn't see the second or third. And I'd been meaning to get to Avengers because that guy who did it, I always liked his sense of humor. What's that guy's name?
Joss Whedon.
Thank you. I always liked his sense of humor.
Well, you know, that sort of they're doing another Avengers. And guess who's going to be in it?
You?
James Spader.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that they were filming in Jacksonville and that you were an extra.
Nope.
No, that would have been interesting news. Not plausible, but that would have been interesting news.
Well, you know, we were talking about James Spader earlier.
Yes.
And
I like his acting.
Well, verifying his...
IMDb credentials?
Yes. It came up that the next Avengers is in pre-production and he will be a part of it.
Okay, well, I look forward to catching up on that. I believe it must be on one of those streaming services that I subscribe to for the benefit of relatives. I should watch more movies. I don't know. I haven't watched very many movies lately. I've been more doing episodic stuff. Anyway, if you'd like to catch up with us, we have a Facebook page. We have a Google Plus page that Kevin McLaughlin checks. We have a Twitter account. We have email, podcast@androidbuffet. We have our contact form on the website. And, of course, you can leave us a voicemail at 201-2-WINICA. But to be honest, because of the improved audio quality, now that I'm limiting Jerry, not eliminating Jerry, just limited. Limited. Well, at least you're not being eliminated. Anyway, but
you're analog limiting me.
Yes, you may wish to record using a more conventional microphone, if you should have one, and you could send us a file with your thing. Also, I hear that a very popular option is using things like SoundCloud, where you can record something and upload it. So anything that you wish to get us a nice, good, clean quality file is always appreciated. If you still want to call, the line will remain open as long as Google Voice still exists. That's 201-2-WENECA, W-E-N-E-C-A. And when you call, you will hear the pre-recorded voice of Susan, because I've never bothered to change that, saying you have reached the mailbox of the Winneka Media Group.
That's just awesome.
I miss Susan. Shame we fired her. You know, I heard she got this other job and they fired her too. Maybe she was just not employable. That Google Now woman has been taking all of her jobs. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program. We want to thank the lovely people at Audible sponsoring us. This is the last week of our Audible sponsorship.
Bye, Audible.
And remember, you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial today by signing up at www.audiblepodcast.com/androidbuffet. They have over 100,000 titles in virtually every genre. So if you can't find the book, maybe they'll record it someday because they also have projects to record more obscure literature. So they keep expanding their library. So if you can't find exactly the book you're looking for, you will find something in that genre or in that vein. Is that not right, Jerry?
Yep.
Okay. We'll be back next week, which will be the lovely month of October. I don't know why I said it that way, but it'll be October.
Yes, it will.
And by then I'll be back at work and my vacation will be over.
Oh, sad.
Well, don't you hear how relaxed I am by not having gone to work today, Jerry?
You are relaxed.
I am. I thought I was being sarcastic. I'm never relaxed. I'm a very stressed person by nature. I really have to work on it. Probably not good for my health. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program. Those of you listening live, we want to thank you. Those of you not listening live who are catching us on the download, thank you. Keep on downloading. And if you have any questions, comments, we'd love to hear from you. If you have any suggestions, if you have a vision for that Android Buffet logo. If you want to see, you know, a Android Jerry attacking an Android guru with a spoon, tell us.
I would at least use a knife.
Excuse me. I thought this was a family-friendly podcast.
I'm just saying. Spoon?
Well, how about an Android Jerry using a spoon as a microphone?
Okie dokie.
We'll get the artist on it. But if we commit to an artist to give us some samples, we're going to have to pay them. So are you comfortable with that, Jerry?
I'm comfortable with paying artists.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Thank you, everybody, and we look forward to hearing your feedback.
Bye.
Bye.